Drouillard, Brother and Sister. December 20th, 1900, typed. Dear Brother and Sister Drouillard, this morning, or rather at 12 o'clock, I rose to adjust my blinds which were being blown by the wind, and I found the manuscript which I was to read before leaving on the 6 o'clock train for San Francisco, where I am to unite with Elder Corliss in labor during the week of prayer. With this manuscript was a letter from you to W.C. White, which I read at midnight. This letter was of special interest to me, and after reading it, I could not think of sleeping. So I dressed and am in my writing chair at this moment. I want to express to you that you can both be of service to us. It may be that other places may be presented to you, but we very much need your help at the present time. You can be of great service to us. What I mean by the present time is for 1 year at least. I was surprised that the Lord has located me and my workers near the sanitarium and so arranged matters, without one thought of our own, that we could not doubt or have any feelings but those of the greatest satisfaction that the vexed question as to where we should locate was settled. I have felt more grateful than I can express for this pleasant refuge for me in my old age. I do not feel any older than I did 20 years ago, but I do not count upon many years now, and I have a great desire to accomplish a work in preparing my writings so if I am suddenly removed, they will carry out the oft-repeated instructions to me. Gather up the fragments, let nothing be lost. See John 6, verse 12. I need now reliable burden-bearers. I and my workers need to be united with those who have had an experience in the work of the Lord. We, Elder Haskell and wife, yourselves, my workers, and myself, need to seek the Lord in prayer and counsel together. Then, if I am called to lay off my armor, things that the Lord has presented before me can be used to His own name's glory. I feel an intense desire to have you come at once, if it is reasonable for you to do so. If you can come now, we can accomplish a work which greatly needs to be done at once. I have a great desire, and that not without light, that you and Elder Haskell and wife should be in California at the present time. The work that needs to be done in carrying forward our future work, whether I live or die, needs a strong, decided influence going forth in straight lines. The Lord will favor this movement, and I am now so favored that this can be done. I need a better equipped force in my family. I would have Sister Drouillard as matron and bookkeeper and advisor with us as to the best way to get out the important matter on education, temperance, and the testimonies, so long neglected. I do not favor your taking the responsibilities of the work in Africa at this time. You need a change, and you can have it here, and I want you to come. I wish you were here now, and if you feel it duty to attend the conference, you could return at that time. There is need right here of a great work being done. California is a center. Here is our publishing house in Oakland. In San Francisco, there are decidedly important interests which need help. When I speak in San Francisco, the large meeting house is filled to overflowing. There is need of the exercise of the most sound judgment, that the work shall bear the right mold. Here, too, is the sanitarium, which needs counselors who will give it a different showing from that which it now has. If Elder Haskell and wife and yourselves should leave these important centers, W.C. White and his mother are left to carry the load. Then many things cannot possibly be done that should be done. I could not consult the present managing forces. They would not understand how to use properly the light the Lord has given me, which should come before all our people. If in the Lord's providence I should be removed, I count considerably upon Brother and Sister Haskell, yourselves, Willie, and Sister Peck. We ought to be together at least for 1 year, and this place has been prepared for us. Here we have an abundance of fruit of all kinds. Our surroundings are very agreeable and pleasant to look upon. We have an abundance of pure water from the everlasting hills and grapes in abundance. If the Lord prospers us, and I believe He will, I know of no better place where we could accomplish as much good in 1 year's labor as right here. We need to associate together in order to get a united understanding of what needs to be done for the more decided promulgation of the truth, which needs to be carried forward in a somewhat different way than hitherto. As old hands in the work, we need to associate together and understand one another fully, that we may be able to communicate in clear, direct, solid, durable work.
Very few have any just appreciation of what is before us. If those I have mentioned shall come together, pray together, converse together, and then communicate to others the plain, "Thus saith the Lord," we shall do more for the healthful working of the cause in right lines than it is possible for us to do by scattering our forces to Africa or any other place. America has been sick and is still an invalid. Strength must be brought into every phase of the working elements. In some place near here, there should be opportunities for young men to be fitted up to engage in various lines of work as ministers, canvassing evangelists, physicians, and teachers in our schools. I have not yet opened this matter to any of our people, not even to W.C. White. I thought that the way was being prepared, and I would let the Lord work out His own plans. I will write no more now, but I hope you will both be situated where for a time you will not have to strain every nerve and muscle to their highest tension. It is not best to be in any way presumptuous. The Lord desires His worn servants to have a chance to be situated where they will have an opportunity to express with pen and voice the advantage of a broad experience, without sacrificing their lives in the effort. By precept and example, men should be educated to bear the strain of labor, and those who have hitherto borne the burdens should preserve the life God has given them to voice His word. This is the way. Walk ye in it. Isaiah 30, verse 21. I will leave this right here. My watch says that it is 3 o'clock. In love.